As we learn that the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon are the things that were given to the brother of Jared, and that indeed the stones given to Mosiah and given to Joseph Smith were the two stones that were given to him at that time. We learn that this sealed portion was taught to the Nephites after Christ came to America, and then they were sealed up to be delivered to us, and that if that we could have them too, if we would repent and come unto him. And the point there is that we need to repent. And again, this is just not a, this is a call to those who have received the Book of Mormon and are studying it now, that they do not want to repent and come unto the Lord. They want to come unto their church. This is the fact of the day. They want to come unto the leader of the church. They want to do what they say because it's a comfortable way to think and have the gospel, and it's in that it just has a list of requirements. Whether the requirements are hard or not, at least it's a list of performances, and it does not require the person to go into the heavy inter-reflection of themselves to determine how to repent and overcome them their own problems. In verses 8 and 9, he condemns those who will not believe his words. And these words are those that come by way of his disciples in the last days, or come by way of the Book of Mormon. That you will not believe these words and believe that they have told you over and over to come unto him. That you have need of repentance. We all have need of repentance. Even the brother of Jared had need of repentance at the time he received these great visions. He understood his worthlessness before the Lord, and understood it his need to be perfected and changed. And so we therefore have to have that same understanding and feeling. And that is what we are not doing, and that is why we are not receiving these greater things. And so in this section, he is going on to tell you, to make a plea to you that it's not just the receiving this Book of Mormon and that organization that you have formed, but the reason you have these are to talk to you about working harder to come unto the Lord so that you might receive the greater things. It's not the Book of Mormon that's your goal. It's the information that tells you to get to the greater things. And how do you get that? It's by coming unto the Lord. And he says that he will prove in the last day that these are his words. The Book of Mormon is words. They will be fulfilled as he says. And that all his words will, from his disciples and from that have been given in the Bible and through Isaiah and everywhere, will be fulfilled. And he says, if you will believe these words, the words you're reading now, the Book of Mormon, then the Spirit will manifest the truth of them unto you. You'll know that they are his words, and these words persuade men to do good. When what is it they tell you over and over? To come unto the Savior. And in verse 12 he says that he is the one that leadeth all men to do good. If you do not come unto him, then you cannot do good. And then you say, well, I do good and I don't go unto the Lord. And what is it? When is it that you do good? It is, do you do good because you follow your conscience? And that was the first thing that he gave you. That was the first level of direction he gave you. And by following your conscience, you can do good. But you're doing, but following it is following the Lord. But if you choose to follow your mind in doing good, it will not result in good. But he says that, but the thing is that if you will then follow your conscience and then seek him, that he will give you more direction so that you can even progress further. And he finishes verse 12 by saying, he is the light to follow. You're to follow him. You're not following your own mind or what you say, well, obviously this is good. You're not following a thing called good. That will always be, there's always a deception and an imitation given by men and by the devil. You are to follow Christ. He is the light. You're not to follow anything else. So again, the Book of Mormon is a call to us. That's what he's saying in verse 13. It's a call to the Gentiles to come unto him. And if we will come unto him, then he will give you that sealed portion of the Book of Mormon. But you must come unto him. And he then calls Israel also in the next verse. Calls the remnant of Israel to come unto him. And if they will come to him, then we will be given more knowledge than we've been given here in the Book of Mormon. And how do we come? We come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And then if you do that, she's saying in verse 15, that he will remember his covenant with you and he will gather you. He will gather you together if you can humble yourselves before him and come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, which we've explained before. And it says that when this, in 16, when this gathering starts, then you will see the revelations of John begin, and you will know that the rest of them are about to actually come about in fact. Meaning that you'll begin by seeing the signs that are given in the Book of Revelation and have been talked about here in the Book of Mormon. And then will come about the actual things as listed in the Book of Mormon. But the Book of Mormon, it says in it tells us here that the work of the Lord started with the Book of Mormon. And he sent this book throughout the world. And why did he send it? To call you unto him. Not to call you unto the Mormon church who was taken this book, usurped the power and authority over it, and claimed that it means for you to come unto the leaders of their church and unto the Mormon church. And then for they'll tell you now what to do and how to dominate you by setting up their performances according to man. That is not what it is. It is a call for you to come unto Christ. And therefore, those who have even usurped the power and authority, over the Book of Mormon, they are to come unto Christ. And then it tells you that if you do come unto him, then you can be baptized. But again, he could see in verse 18, he could see that the Book of Mormon was going to be taken for the 160 years it's been there and be controlled by man. And then people will say, I'm coming unto that church and we have been baptized. So in the end of 18, he gives a disclaimer, he gives a sign, so that you'll know that it's the true ones that are the followers of his. Because in the last days, if you believe in him, he will prepare a way for you to be baptized. But notice that the baptism follows you coming unto him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. If you do not do that, you cannot be baptized. If you will do that now, then he will provide a way for you to be baptized by him with his complete authority. But not just talking about an administrative authority, his honest authority coming directly from him, and then you will receive, be baptized by fire and by the Holy Ghost, and these things will occur from him, not from men who then have their confirmation after a baptism so that they can claim that you have received these things that you have not received. But again, in the verse 18, to make sure that you have a disclaimer or a sign to know that these that run around saying, yes, we are baptizing in the name of the Lord, and you've now been baptized and been of both the water and the Spirit and of the Holy Ghost, he says that they must be followed by signs. And if you do not have the signs of the Lord, then you are not a follower of his. And that was how you will know who are his true followers and who truly believes in him. So then, and he finishes in 19, by even those who are baptized who are his true followers, you must continue to remain faithful, as this life is going to be a trial, and you are going to, it's going to be difficult with the many things put before you by the Mormon Church and by others and by the world, the persecutions to make you think you're going on the wrong path. The only path is to follow Jesus Christ and remain faithful to him, not faithful to men or a church or anything. I must continue to repeat, but to faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ.